Welcome back to the pod and happy 4th of July, everybody, except if you don't live in the U.S. If you don't live in the U.S., then go fuck yourself. We're the best. I'm joined for this intro with my current girlfriend, Jenny Austin. Jenny, say what's up.
What's up?
And I say current because I am leaving her after this intro.
It's been 3 whole months.
3 whole months of living hell. This episode is brought to you by Hims. Hims, a new wellness brand for men. Now, this is great because my co-host, Brandon Calvillo, is suffering from hair loss. He's a young man. He's 23, but he's already starting to lose his hair. And that's why we love working with Hims, because Hims prevents you from going bald. Did you know that 66% of men start losing their hair by the age of 35? Or I'm sorry, they lose all of their hair by age 35. So I'm doing pretty well. Jenny, what do you think of my hair?
You look really hot. You look like a silver fox.
Silver?
A brunette fox.
Thank you very much. What you got to do if you're a young man and you think you might be starting to thin, nip it in the bud, order Hims and start taking their supplements and stop that hair from falling out. It really does work. And the thing is, when you start to notice the hair loss, it's too late. Jenny, don't breathe into the mic.
Sorry.
Thanks. Do you have a hairline that's slowly starting to move backwards? Any bald spots yet? How will you feel a year from now if it's business as usual up there? That's why you got to get on Hims right now. Got to order your Hims right the F now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. Now, this would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. So, do it, dudes. Go to forhims.com/dad. That's forhims.com/dad. They have, like I said, hair supplements. They have skincare and also erectile stuff. Basically, if you're trying to like get it up and you might have some trouble, forhims.com/dad. I might look into that, Jenny. We've got a great episode for you today. We have Krish, OG Viner, Christian. He's a great singer. He's a great guy. It was our first time meeting him. Actually, well, our second time meeting him, but we had a great talk. He's our first gay guest, so that's a milestone for us, I guess. Is it a milestone? Is that the right word? Anyways, it's good to have different perspectives on the pod. And Krish tells some great stories of like how he came out, how his parents may or may not have been completely supportive. And yeah, we just have a good talk. We talk a little bit about Tanicon, that whole debacle. And it's a great episode. So assuming you're playing this at your 4th of July cookout, I just want to say, hot dog, please. Can we get a hot dog and a cheeseburger, please? Medium rare. All right. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Toss me a beer. Thank you. All right, guys. Enjoy this episode and have a great 4th of July weekend. Be safe. Be happy. Don't overdo it. Nah, fuck it. Overdo it. Let's black out. I'm kidding. All right. Enjoy this episode. Love you guys. Never mind. Like sometimes I explain things too much.
Don't worry. Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Hello.
Is that going too?
Are my levels leveled?
Let me get you leveled up. Go ahead and keep talking.
Hello.
Oh, like a thumb. And here's me.
Here's me as well.
Oh, Brandon's a little loud.
You have put me down a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
How's this going?
Sounds good to me.
How's this feel?
Ooh.
Do I not talk until a certain amount of time?
Nah, you can talk, bro.
You can talk whenever you want.
Okay.
The world
just
is
dominate the conversation, actually. So.
All right, we're rolling?
Okay.
We are rolling.
All right, let's start it. And welcome back to the pod, everybody. Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
How you doing, bud?
Good, man. How are you?
So good?
Yeah, so good.
Your voice is so deep and sexy.
I know, man. I just want to fuck you in your vocal cords only.
Mm, speaking of sexy voice, our guest has an amazing voice. Welcome to, I'm sorry, Dad, Krish.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Ooh, the levels are on. Sorry. How's it going, everybody? How are we doing? I'm out here.
We out here. We done boys.
We out here. We're doing the damn thing.
Yeah. It's great.
On a little podcast, you know.
It's great.
My first podcast ever, actually.
Really?
So, yeah.
Nice. Welcome.
Really special.
Well, we have 3 listeners.
Yeah.
And
so
it's
good to know, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's me, Brandon, and Ken over here.
You just got a fourth, so.
All right.
Four listeners.
Thanks, buddy. So, who the fuck are you? To give our audience a little rundown of who the fuck you are.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of a mess, but I'm 25. Whenever people ask me what I do, I just say, like, oh, I'm a video content creator, but, like, I rarely post videos, so am I that even, you know? Yeah. So, I guess, you know, I'm that. You know, that's a good question of who I am, because it's like I'm still kind of trying to figure that out every day, you mm-hmm. know, being in my mid-20s. I think that's just like a consistent daily, who am I?
Right.
Like, who the fuck, you know?
Remember when I was 25, I was the same way. I was just like, well, what do I do with my life?
Yeah.
Nothing's working so far.
How old are you now?
I'm 34.
How do you feel about life right now? And are you?
You know, I think it's a constant journey.
Yeah.
Always trying to figure out who you are. Brandon's looking at me and about to laugh.
Because I heard that, like, the 20s are all about, like, the establishment, kind of, like, the self-identity kind of bullshit. And then you move on in your 30s, and you're like, I have it all together. And I'm
oh,
like,
no.
No.
No. No, 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 no.
Well, fuck. That doesn't give me any hope, so.
Yeah. No, I do. I am more comfortable with myself. I've accepted that I'm just socially awkward. I used to, like, be like, come on, Rye. Be better at talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, hey, I'm kind of socially awkward, and that's okay. At least right. I'm trying.
Yeah. Effort's good.
Yeah.
Effort's something that I need more in my life.
Yeah.
And effort's, yeah, it's...
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like I need to try to do better and to you know, be better for myself, because I just half-ass a lot of things in my life, and I'm like, you know, there's this area that I could put more effort to, this area that I could put more effort to, and it's just like, wow, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of half-ass.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar. I do have the potential to be very...
Amazing.
Very lazy. And amazing.
A superstar, if
and
you will.
I am a fucking star. Brandon, make sure you cough into the mic next time.
You got it. Sorry. I was wondering whether to do that or not. yeah, so you're 25. You're 35, basically. You guys should...
Hey, wow. Put the mic on your fucking mouth!
Sorry. It's right here now. It's going to be right here.
I'm done.
All right, yeah. What are you saying, idiot?
Well, nothing now. You guys can keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
This is what usually happens on the podcast. I start talking for a little bit, and then Rye violently shouts at me and tells me to shut up, and then he goes, I'm kidding, keep going, and then I just kind of shut down. So you guys continue.
Right.
It's like an abusive father.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that now, huh? It's good waters to get into.
Abuse.
But, so you...
I like abuse.
You were just telling me that you are from... Nebraska?
No, I'm from Tennessee, but I live in Omaha, Nebraska currently. My sister just started grad school out there, and since I'm doing the whole self-employed thing, you know, I don't really have any ties to anywhere, and she's like, come and move with me for 6 months, and we'll get an apartment, and I'm like, okay, so we signed a lease together. I was there for a month, and I'm like, oh my God, this place is, it's of a different breed. It's just, I don't know, it's like... I'm like, being from Tennessee, I'm used to like the hills, the mountains, like an outdoor escape kind of thing. Yeah. And Nebraska is like so flat. And so it's just like, oh my God, I don't know. There's nothing to escape to. It's like, what do you do here? And people are like, you know, go out to the bars and eat and then call it a day. And just, that's just kind of it. So I'm like, okay, I couldn't be here forever.
What town is it again?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Lincoln's the capital. Omaha. It's between Nebraska and Iowa. It's right on the border. Carly and Contra was actually in town last week, and I didn't know she was from Omaha until I saw her Instagram story, and she's like, oh, in Omaha, this and that. And I'm like, oh my God.
Nice.
I tried to see her, but she saw my message late or just read it and moved on.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Carly and Contra. No, I'm just kidding.
So there's like a downtown area with like restaurants and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just like every city, but like, that's just kind of like the extent of what there is to do out there. It's like,
Where is Nebraska? It's like the Midwest, right?
Yeah. It's like smack dab in the middle of nowhere. Kind of.
Isn't there like a collective, like amount of states where there's kind of just nothing going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nebraska is definitely the leading, one of the leading
the
ones.
Core.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that one, Kansas, Iowa, all three of those are just kind of like, shit.
Sure.
Shit.
Do you find yourself, how long have you been there?
since January. So just recently, okay. Not too long.
Have you found yourself like kind of like getting sad because it's
Fucking winter's horrible. And we moved to like mid January and it was like 5 degrees.
Yeah.
When I moved there and I was like, okay, this is, you got me fucked up. You know, I moved to like away from Tennessee for this, you know, I don't know why I did it. So, and my lease ends in September. So we'll just see what happens after that. Yeah.
Move to LA, dude.
Dude, I know I'm trying to get out here.
What?
Catch the vibes, catch the rays.
What's Omaha? How are they with like,
facts?
How are they with the gay community?
There's like three bars. There's three gay bars.
Oh,
and
wow,
like
nice.
The biggest one, a lot of straight people go to, which I always realize that a lot of gay people hate if there's like a bar that the gay bar that a lot of straight people go to. And I'm like, what does it matter? You know, what does it matter to you? But there's three gay bars. There's like that one. There's another one that's like the most basic bar you could ever think. I mean, it's you know, boring as shit. And then there's another one that's just like a really kinky, quirky kind of like leather, like kink bar thing. Uh-huh.
Like a gimp bar.
Yeah. Just like a lot of, I don't know. It's
submissive BDSM bar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nice. Kind of thing where everybody just kind of looks like out of it.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like looking at you creepy. If you don't look like weird as fuck, everybody will hit on you kind of thing. And it's like, you don't even have to be hot. Like you can just be like me just walking in. And if you don't look like weird as shit.
Oh, then they're like, ooh, untainted soil.
Yeah. They're like, hey, I'm Alvin. I just made that name up, but I'm sure Alvin's been into that bar before. But as far as how they treat gays as a whole, I'm not even sure. I actually just picked up, Uber. I just started driving for Uber because the College World Series are in town in Omaha, and it's like a huge thing where I don't know, like it's like the base every like college baseball team comes into the town and does all this shit. But I started to pick up some extra money doing that. I don't know. Whenever I talk about my boyfriend to passengers, like, sometimes I just say like my friend, just because I don't know how they're gonna rate me if they give me like a fucking 1 star for being gay or something. Yeah. You know, like that shit.
And that's cool. So you got a boy toy.
Yeah, honey. I got a boy toy. His name is Zach. Zach, if you're watching this, how you doing? Are we on camera? I forget.
Yeah, we're doing YouTube.
Hi, camera, YouTube.
I would say when you're talking, most of our listeners are listening on iTunes and stuff, not watching. So
yeah.
But whatever you want. You can look wherever you want.
Okay, cool. But yeah.
Just don't look into my eyes because I hate gays.
Yeah, I do too.
That's a good sound bite to have on the, on the internet.
I like that.
Just forever.
I would like that as a ringtone almost. Like, I hate gays. I hate gays.
Like,
Sorry.
Have that as your ringtone for your boyfriend.
I like that. I do like that.
For Rye only though.
Right.
Like whenever Rye calls.
My other boyfriend, my side chick.
Yeah.
You know.
We hooked up at Playlist.
You know, we did. It was wild. Playlist. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how all those conventions are just so.
I hate them.
Cringe.
Oh, they're fucking. Went to VidCon.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever been?
No. I'm not popular enough to ever.
Is it a problem?
Is
it a problem, me doing this?
You mean, whatever.
Okay.
Move on. Sorry. A little bit of tension here.
No. It's only because that's something that I do without knowing it. And it makes me upset because I do it without knowing it. So I'm more upset at myself than anything else. And I apologize.
What's happening?
He's moving his mouth away from the mic, but it's my fault.
Okay. How am I doing?
You're doing great.
Am I too close? Too far?
Nope. You're good.
I feel like I'm deep-throating a mic.
It's my fault for not buying Brandon headphones. It's not Brandon's fault for never, ever paying for, offering to help with anything. Not his fault.
Right.
I'll buy everything.
It actually sucks. So
anyways, VidCon. No, dude, it's it's nice because they split VidCon into two places. So it's first all the people that like the creators, they all get a hotel that they can like chill at, and then there's the actual convention.
Okay.
So it's actually kind of nice because isn't Playlist like just you
everybody kind of just gets thrown into one hotel, right? Yeah,
yeah. It's just like you go down from the hotel and there's just a bunch of people there,
right?
God bless you.
VidCon is sectioned off now, so it's like, and it's also in fucking Anaheim, so that's like why I like going because it's like 30 minutes away. But I hear Playlist is fucking.
Sorry, I just
it's shit. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You're right. But what was your experience with it? I know you and Rye both went to it.
Yeah, we met very briefly, it was kind of a thing. I don't know. I got invited. Chris Melberger was friends with the company that me, Chris, Matt King, Jay Cyrus, Toby Stevens. Toby Stevens, Shan, and we all went out and were supposed to promote this company and kind of thing. I actually didn't know that we were supposed to be at the booth like almost the whole time, not almost the whole time, but a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of out and about frolicking. That was kind of like the peak of my Vine, my personal Vine success was that playlist in 2015. So I had a lot of people like, you know, coming up to me like, oh my God. And
nice.
I just remember everybody and like, I don't know, people were like, if you keep stopping, you know, we're not going to have time to do anything or we're not going to be able to be at the booth. And I'm like, dude, I can't just ignore it. You know, yeah. The people like wanting to talk to me. So, right. But I don't know.
That is an issue at the conventions.
And that was just like me, the very initial stages of my, like me, like experiencing success on, you right. know, the internet and people like recognizing me. So
that's cool. Do you like being recognized?
I don't get bothered by it unless yeah. I look like shit, which is half the time. So yeah, half the time I don't want to be recognized. Yeah. But like yesterday at this Cuban play, the worst is when people look at you and don't say anything and then just like, you just get a whole bunch of looks
yeah.
and then that's it. Like that happened to me at this Cuban place. This table across from me just kept looking at me and maybe they knew me from some, maybe they thought I was their friend or something, uh-huh. but they just got, I just kept on getting looks. I was like, Jesus Christ, you yeah. know, hi, you're seeing every bite I take. Like, you know, like they're like awkward pause. Like, you know, when you like yeah. watch somebody and like, they're like in the middle of a bite.
You
like,
were their mukbang.
Yeah. I was yeah. literally it.
Yeah.
And then another table, actually these people. And then I heard somebody say one of my vines, like, that is not correct. And I was like, oh, what's up? You know, and they all start laughing. But
yeah.
that table, you know, didn't, the table in front of me just, and there's some people like that. They just look at you
yeah.
and they just keep staring and all you get are those stares. And it's like, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't like you it know? Either. I recently went skiing by myself,
okay.
just having a personal day. I was eating lunch outside the lodge. It was like a nice warm spring skiing day. And there's a table just staring at me. And I was yeah. like, all right, maybe they think I'm somebody else. Maybe they think they think whatever, but they're just staring at me. I want to be like, come over and say hi.
Yeah, so, just say something.
And I went inside and I ate alone. I ate alone in the cafeteria.
Well, that's kind of rough. But in the peak of my little Vine success, I was in college actually when I was doing the whole thing. So I was on campus and people would be like taking pictures of me, like walking. And every time I stepped out on campus, I like had rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
Just make, because I would always do like a thing. Like I'll go to like one class every 2 days. I'm not going to go to like yeah. every class every day. Like that's just, yeah. like, that's asinine. Yeah, and then I crashed and burned. I still graduated, but like I literally got all D's actually my last semester, or I was making all S my last semester, and then they were like, hey, you're not going to graduate unless you finish these classes. So I got like almost straight A's my last 2 weeks just so I could raise all those F's yeah. to D's and then just get out of there with a degree and call it a day. But
what was your major?
Biology, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I know. It's kind of random.
That's tough.
Yeah, my dad's a doctor, so he was like, you're going to do biology and you're going to go to medical school. I was like, yeah, okay. And then, you know, 2 years into it, I was like, I'm not going to be a fucking doctor. Like, are you kidding yeah. me? You know, I'm more of a pothead than anything. Like I can't finish, you know, I can't actually succeed in doing this. And junior year hit. And I was like so far into the classes that I was just like, you know, let's just continue with this major. Uh-huh. I'm not going to switch majors. I'm not going to switch to music in a non-music school kind of thing, you know,
right,
something
right.
like that. So
what does your dad think of you not being a doctor?
I don't know. I feel like he's just now kind of coming to terms with the fact that I'm like kind of off the grid, not off the grid, but kind of off the grid as far as like my success. I can't even call it success, but I don't know. It's like, it's kind of weird because when the Vine checks and all that kind of stuff came pouring in, that my parents still were just like, well, that's going to dry up soon kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
you know, don't put your money on that kind of thing. So I was like, oh yeah, you're right. You know,
mm-hmm.
not to say that my parents are pieces of shit, but like, I don't know. They could be a little bit more encouraging with what,
gotcha.
You know,
you are our first gay guest.
Yes.
As we mentioned in our Patreon vlog,
I'm gay.
He's gay.
I love dick.
Definitely our last. I'm kidding.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yep. I love gays. Gays.
I hate to spring this on you, but this is an anti-gay right. podcast.
God hates fags.
That's right.
Westboro.
Yeah.
Westboro Baptist.
I didn't realize this was an anti-gay podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just finding this out now.
I love discrimination.
So can we talk about that?
And yeah, like, me being gay.
It's interesting.
Go for it.
You mentioned like being bullied in eighth grade.
Yeah.
So when did you realize you were gay? Was there a moment?
Yeah, in college, I think I came out in college. Uh-huh. But like the first 2 years, like freshman and sophomore year, were kind of tough for me, and I like fell into depression. I mean, I'm still depressed. Like, let's get real. But it's like an in and out spiral thing. Uh-huh. And I just kind of realized I was depressed then. I didn't even know. But yeah, I was like, you know, you're not gay. And I was also pretty, like, I was kind of religious. I was like, you know.
Oh, it was that like battle in your head of like my feelings, but also God.
Literally. Yeah. Exactly. So I was just kind of like tugging on it. Like, you know, am I not? And then finally I was just like, you know what? I would like, it was like, I was about to turn 21 and I was like, I'm not going to do this whole in the closet thing. I'm definitely gay. Like, let's fucking get real. You know, everybody can tell.
Yeah.
Just like if you hear me talk, you know, even or walk or anything, you could just tell that I like dick apparently. So I remember I was like in choir. I started in freshman year and this guy was like, oh baby, you're gay. And if you don't come out now, you'll be miserable. And I'm like, and I hated him because I was like, bitch, just, that's also the thing that I never liked when people try to out people before they were ready to come out. That's right. To me, that's like, you don't do that. That's really disrespectful. Yeah. And this guy did it. And I was like, fuck you. And this also, this one guy, I was friends with a group of people in college. And this guy was like, these two boyfriends, I was like really good friends. Cause I was in the rowing team with one of the boyfriends and he was my coxswain. It's like the people who sit in front of the boats. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. They direct.
They're saying like 1, 2, 3, whatever.
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. So I was with them. What were we talking about? Yeah, gay, fags, penis. Yeah. Sorry, I literally just forgot. Oh yeah, I was with him, the boyfriends over there, and one of them was like, oh yeah, Christian. He likes my, like, he started a whole thing that I really liked Jordan, this my friend on the rowing team. And I was, and to be honest, I did not like Jordan. Uh-huh. Like, he wasn't even my type. And there was like a whole thing of,
is Jordan gay?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. So there was, I don't even remember the other guy's name, but I don't like him. Let's just say Landon. Landon and Jordan. Landon said that I liked Jordan and I was trying to steal Jordan from him. And I was like, bitch, what? First of all, I'm not even out. Second of all, like, we're on the rowing team, we're just friends. So I just, yeah, basically I hated when people tried to out me before I was ready kind of thing. But yeah.
Yeah. I can see how that would be. Cause that's like a huge thing in your life. Was it a huge, it was a big, big thing for you.
Yeah.
Your sexuality. It is. And
it
for
is.
Everybody.
Sexuality, I think it's a big deal. And I think people should really look into themselves and before they get into any serious heterosexual relationship and start a family and they need to really, have some introspection.
I
wasn't saying anything of substance, so.
Yes, you were.
Okay.
You're a brilliant young man.
I am.
I have an uncle. He's like 55 now, but he came out of the closet when he was like 45.
Yeah.
48.
I just like made out with the mic. Yeah, that happens.
And he has a family, a wife and kids.
I realized that the later you wait, the harder it is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the thing. And also for me personally, a lot of people feel like, a lot of people I've realized even this month with Pride happening, they'll like wait to like the Pride parade and then they'll like go out and they'll be like, I'm gay. This is my I'm gay moment. I'm going to a Pride parade kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Which definitely makes sense, you know, but I don't know. That wasn't really my thing. I kind of just, and I didn't have a long Facebook status about it. I just, I told my closest people. I actually waited to tell my parents the last because that was like the biggest deal for me. But yeah, I told my sister. My sister was like, she's like the closest person in my life. So I told her first, actually freshman year, that I might be gay. Uh-huh. And then I waited a couple years, like kind of battling, you know, and like start of junior year, I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm gay. To my sister, my best friend, Keith, my cousin, Franz, not my friend, but yeah. And then I realized that each person you tell, it got easier to the point where I'm just like, yeah, I'm gay. Like, take it or leave it.
The response like, I mean, like, yeah, come on, man.
Like, you know,
obviously.
My friend Keith, he came out. He was in the closet too. So he was like, okay, you know, trying to play on the straight voice and all that. I'm like, get out of here, bitch. But my cousin Franz was like shocked, and I was like, how? Like, how are you shocked? You know. But he was so shocked. My sister, you know, whatever. And I mean, some friends, she's like, girl, I know. Like, shut up, you know. And I'm like, I knew you were gay. You know, whatever. We were just waiting, and I was like, okay, cool. Uh-huh. And I just kind of realized that, yeah, it's not a big deal kind of thing. So why not just come out and
How'd the parents thing go?
My dad's supportive, and he's supportive of my life and everything. My mom is supportive, but she has her warped views, so there's still a little bit of, you know, this.
Because of religion?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Did she say, like, you gotta go get baptized? It'll wash the gay away.
Not even that. I mean, no. It's not that ignorant, but it's more like, well, you know how I feel about that. And, you know, I don't want that. I don't really want them. If you ever, you know, get serious with somebody, I don't really want them over to the house kind of thing.
Whoa.
So it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like that.
Kind of,
yeah.
That's kind of a lot.
I know. I know. Mm. I know that
she,
does happen a
has
lot.
Has she lessened that? Or has that gotten
ish,
a little bit
lighter? I don't know. Like,
with your boyfriend, like.
Yeah, because I'm telling them, I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to move to LA, this and that. And they're like, well, I hope you're not moving with anybody. And I'm like, well, I am, bitch. My mom's not a bitch. I love you, mom. Shout out. If you're watching this, mom, she's not going to listen to this. Cool. Anyways, but yeah, it's all right.
So that must be.
It's yeah, it's
tough,
awkward. It's annoying. It's frustrating. And now I'm getting older, and I'm just like, I don't really care how you think. I need to focus on myself and not how you perceive me, how you think of me, mom, because that's not the end all be all of my life. You know, it's.
And even me being a straight dude, I have acceptance issues with my mom. Like, she's like always like commenting on my physicality. Mm-hmm. It's giving me some body dysmorphia. Like, I have a beard now. She's like, "What's up? What are you doing with that beard?" I was like, "I have a beard." Just like,
good.
"Why?"
It looks good.
But my mom's just like, "It covers your cute face." I'm like, "Well, I have a beard now, so this, I'm trying it out." She was like, "I don't like it." I was like, "Oh God."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. And as far as what you mentioned about the eighth grade scenario. Yeah. So I was at a public school and just hanging out second weekend. I saw like a table. I really have to burp, but I'm.
Do it into the mic.
But it's like, it's not the thing where I can just burp and then, you know, get off.
Yeah, okay. Keep talking. I'm going to go to the bathroom really quick and cough.
If the burp comes, let it out, bro.
Right. Yeah, dude. Let it out. Let it hang. Let it swing. But yeah, eighth grade. I was like in the cafeteria and I literally heard these boys and they were like, yeah, after school, locker room, we're going to get him. And I'm like, well, obviously, I'm not going to go to the fucking locker room after school. Like, I'm not going to get my ass kicked.
Damn.
After school, yeah, I escaped in the back door and then I like talked to some teachers and I was just like, yeah, these people were trying to fight me all this stuff, but I don't know. And I ended up switching schools to another school in the area because I was so affected by it. And I just was so scared that they were going to beat me up kind of thing.
Jeez.
And then high school, everybody kind of in the area, I feel like these are most areas, like everybody who goes to like the same high schools in the area goes like, or the same middle schools and elementary schools go to the same high school, whatnot. And when it was time to do that, I went to like a private school because I didn't want to face these people. And then sophomore year of high school, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I have friends at the high school I want to go to, and I'm going to do this anyway. So,
you went out of the private high school?
Yeah, back to the school I was supposed to go to from middle school. So, yeah.
Damn, dude. Modern day oppression.
Yeah, dude.
Still happening.
But that's like literally, I don't get much flack from being gay. Actually, I was in Wyoming last month and I was wearing these shorts. So you can obviously tell. I was just walking in Cheyenne, Wyoming, which by the way, I just, that city is of another breed again. Here we go. It's just kind of off.
I've driven through. Yeah. It's a capital of Wyoming.
Well, I mean, I'd been to Denver a lot, and Denver's like a 7-hour ride from Omaha. So it's pretty easy. But yeah, I wanted to check out Cheyenne cause it was like 2 hours from Denver. Cause I was like, let's go to Wyoming, you know? And I was like, this is horrible. And I got called a faggot on the streets.
Really?
So, yeah. And the guy was on a bike and I was like, pussy bitch, get off the bike and call me a faggot.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
He probably had shorts lower than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a dick smaller than mine.
Probably.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hung. It's fine.
Shelly, we'll put everyone listening, check out our Patreon if you want to see Krish's hung cock.
Mm-hmm. There I am.
So we get exclusive rights to your cock?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. We're going to patent your cock for I'm sorry, Dad. Please,
yeah.
And the more
as long as I can get a cut of whatever happens from the success of my dick.
Yeah. And the more we keep talking on this podcast with our guests, the more this should be called I'm sorry, Mom. Mm-hmm. Seems to be what it's turning into.
Yeah.
Because every because we don't really, none of us really have daddy issues, really. Yeah. I was expecting your dad to be more the one
it's weird. Because a lot of people were like, yeah, my dad hates me.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like my mom, there's not even too many issues, but it's just kind of like don't speak about it thing and don't, you know, so that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whatever, you know.
That's not an invite to the house.
But also, it's frustrating because, and I'm just going to say this, I don't even know if my family is going to watch it, but my family will fund my sister's fiance to go travel the world and do these things and include him in all these things. And I'm like, I could never get that with anybody. And that kind of hurts. I'm just like, you know what? That sucks. Like, yeah. All because I'm fucking gay. You know what I mean? Like,
do you think that's why?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There'd be no, if I had a boyfriend, they wouldn't be doing the same things with my boyfriend as how they treat my sister's fiance and stuff.
Right. But, right. God damn, dude. Well, I don't know what to say. Sorry, you're going through that.
I mean, honestly, it could be worse. It really could be worse. It's nothing.
You could be black.
Ew.
Yeah. The worst.
Just kidding.
No. The worst. No.
Can you laugh when I make
ha ha ha?
This is good.
Yeah. Ha ha. Racism.
I endorse it.
Everyone's a little bit racist sometimes.
Avenue Q.
Yes.
I've seen it.
I like it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And you are, speaking of singing, you have an amazing voice.
I know. Yeah, no, I'm not, I thank you.
Can we get a taste?
A taste? Yeah. What should we sing?
Sing Pop Your Pussy Like This.
Okay. But that's not even...
I don't know.
That's more speaking.
How about John Legend? All of me.
Oh, you know what? I used to do... So right before the Vine shit started popping off for me, I was a singing server at this restaurant.
Yeah, nice.
And so we'd like sing with a live band and stuff. And I did a John Legend song, but somebody else did that. Save room for my love, just a little. Save room. I don't even remember the fucking song. God damn it. Yeah, it's Save Room by John Legend. But I don't know. And then I did, we're just ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Yeah, just Woo! That kind of stuff, you know? Yeah.
Damn, that runs, huh?
Man, you almost just converted me.
Oh my God. With your voice. Whatever, you guys. You guys are
because
crazy.
We're ordinary people.
Have a sing off.
Maybe we should
take it slow. And that, I really like, I try to model my voice after him because he did like the slow, you know, he'd be like that. Kind of stuff with his voice, and it was interesting, and I like really try to nail it down, and I had practice every time because I sang every day for work John Legend, so I would like try to get it down.
Can you sing the verse and I'll harmonize with you?
Okay.
It's like, girl, I'm in love with you.
Oh yeah, girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day.
Hey,
get it, bitch.
Hey, oh. Oh.
Wow. Thank you.
I am shown up.
That was good, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm really wet.
Legend, like Beyonce, even Chris Brown, Mario, the guy who was like, you should let me love you. Should I sit up? I don't know.
You don't
anyways.
Have to.
Yeah. But yeah, those are all people that I kind of model my voice after.
Let me love you.
Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the love. Supposed to be, and maybe you should let me. Hey, you deserve better. You know you deserve better. We should be together, baby. Ooh, when me and you, ooh, it's water. I'm trying to do two parts at the same time. It's not working. Anyways, yeah.
Man, this has really gone off the rails, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
Who sings?
I love podcasts. I'm doing a really great job.
You are. No, you're great. Who sings that song? She's got her own thing. That's why I love her.
Probably, by the way, you're singing it, Adam Levine. I don't know.
Yeah, people say I sound like Adam
he's
Levine.
He's still popping. Like, he's like late 30s, always in the radio.
Neo. Oh, it's Neo. Yeah.
Oh. And I'm so sick of love songs. And I'm so
like that one.
You know, the so little background.
Tired of pain.
Yep. That's unreal,
yeah. So wait, you sing as well.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Thanks, man. I sing, it's fun, it's a good time.
Do you make like are you trying to make a career out of that, or are you trying
I always say I am, but I mean,
but you know, you don't.
At what point am I going to say, okay, I'm going to start music and I'm going to get serious with music?
Yeah,
but
sure.
Like, here's the thing is everybody always comes out with all this music. And I'm like, I just, do you need
like YouTube people? You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. I was just thinking about that.
It's intimidating too. Yeah. I'm like, God damn it. You know,
I mean, Huh?
Sorry to interrupt. We had issues last time. I just want to make sure it's recording still.
Are we good?
Tugging on the mic. Okay. Okay. We are.
No, you're good. Sorry perfecto. About that. We had some issues last time.
Yeah. But no, I know what you said. I was actually looking yesterday. Like, I was on Spotify even, and like Tana Moju, whatever. Yeah. She has a bunch of songs. Elijah Daniel.
Yeah.
Scotty, Sire, everyone has everybody. Elton, yeah. Casty.
But the thing, it's just like, I don't
Heath
know.
Even now.
They have like, but do you need a producer for that? Like, I
they
don't
have
even
producers.
Know.
They
like
have producers.
Everybody who makes music, they're like, you need to start writing. And I'm like, yeah, I know I need to start writing, but I don't have a producer. I don't have anybody, you know, it's just like, I just have my little voice. And
yeah. You might have a good opportunity with IGTV to, you should just sing covers, man. Like, you have a really. Yeah.
And I was told by somebody else, they were like, don't sing covers, because if you sing too many covers, then you're just known as the cover person. And when you try to make your own original music, nobody's going to listen to it. But that doesn't happen. I noticed that a lot of artists that come out who you know, find success, they start doing covers on YouTube and stuff, and then they get popping, you know, whatever. So
yeah.
I'm going to be the next breakout. You know, no, I'm not.
Do it. I say, go IGTV full force.
But like, what do I do? Should I just like tweet out like, hey, you know, even if I like move out here, or maybe even in Omaha, like, are there any producers in the area? Like, how do people fucking find, you know?
You develop relationships, and yeah. You already are, because now you're friends with me, and my best friend from home is a producer. He lives out here. He's got a studio and everything.
I want to be best friends with him.
He's actually really hot.
Can I suck your dick, and then we can make mute? No. Zach, I'm not cheating on you, I promise.
Yeah. Not yet. We'll see what happens.
Wait, say it again?
You're a faithful boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm faithful. Thanks. I try to be. Yeah. So, I've done a good job thus far. Yeah.
That's good.
The most I've had is a hug, you know? Yeah. And then this person tried to go in for a kiss, and I was like, aha! Yeah. You know.
Has anyone here ever cheated on anybody?
Holy shit, that happened to me last night, too. I just remembered, because I was at a gay bar, and this guy... Holy shit. Yeah.
You cheated on your boyfriend.
Because I got really drunk last night. Yeah. And I was in Echo Park area. But that's not where I went out. I went to like one of the biggest gay bear bars, actually. So there's like twinks, there's bears, you know, all that. I'm a bigger, chubbier guy, hairy. Yeah. So I'm a bear, cub kind of thing.
Like country bears.
And I just remember, actually, and I thought I dreamed about this, but I didn't. This guy like hugged me and then tried to kiss me in different angles. And I like was doing this. And then he like left. And I didn't even like look at him as he passed. And now I think he looked at me. And I was just like, what were you trying to get out of the situation? So
that's awkward. Reaching for a kiss and the person's like,
yeah, no, it's just weird. I don't know.
Do you know?
They're usually older too. It's like and I'm like a friendly guy, so people take that as like, oh, I want to have sex with you, kind of thing. So.
Right. Do you know Luke Flip?
Yeah. Not even really, but kind of like I saw him on your channel and I'm like, he seems funny, you know? And yeah, so I followed him. And so we just been talking through DMs and stuff. I actually was like, hey, I'm going to be out to LA. And he's like, damn it. I'm away.
Oh yeah.
He's somewhere.
He's in New Hampshire right now.
He's super funny.
Yeah. He's funny. He's gay. He told me one time he was at the Abbey, which is one of the most famous bars in the world. It's out here in LA.
I don't know.
And he said he said shit gets crazy there. He was walking by a dude. The dude reached into his pants, stuck his finger up Luke's ass.
That's happened to me before, actually. Yeah, that's in Philadelphia.
Sodomizing. That's like, that's like not cool.
Yeah,
I know it isn't. It really isn't cool.
But
I kind of handle the situations well. I kind of just like take their hand out.
Oh, okay.
And just kind of move on. I don't even like give it much attention.
You don't really like pay attention to it at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was about to ask you. Why
you can't
is
act
that
so awkward? Like, you know, you can't like. I don't know if you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a sexual harassment at its
basically
finest.
Sexual like assault.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's sticking his finger up your asshole.
Yeah. This happened one time in Philadelphia, and then I went up. I was with my friend. I'm notorious for taking my girlfriends to gay bars, and then they're kind of left in the dark because I'm like, you know, flirting with. That was before I was, or when I was single, rather. But
yep.
Now I'm a good boy. But in Philly that happened, and this guy he tried to do the same shit, and I was like, no, I'm not interested. Sorry, you know, hanging out. And then I go upstairs into the bathroom and I hang out with my friend, and we're just having a blast, like making videos in the bathroom, just hysterically laughing for whatever reason. We get out, and we're like, and the guy like comes up and he passes us, and he's like, fucking slut. And I was like, who? Wow. Me? You're the one with your fucking hand down my pants, bro. Like, what? You know?
Wow. You heard his feelings.
I heard his feelings. And it was like a true, you know, I see it happen in the straight community. Like guys like try to go for girls and then they're like, you know,
if it doesn't go your way, you're just like, fuck, whore.
Like, fucking bitch, fucking slut, I fucking hate you. Fuck.
That's funny.
And that's like, I guess it happens in the gay community too. Like
that's
awkward.
Crazy.
Yeah. But you know,
hey, maybe there's more of a sense of camaraderie because you're all, men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like if one of you guys sticks your finger up the other guy's ass, you're like, all right, get out of here, bro. Right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't freak the fuck out.
Some guys would. I guess it just depends on your personality.
Yeah.
I'm at the point where I have seen a lot of ridiculous, crazy shit, and especially the past 2 years, because a lot of people took their Vine money and their Vine success and they moved to LA. I took all that money and I traveled with it because sometimes I get a little intimidated networking with people. Not necessarily, but I don't know. There's also another issue with that, but I don't know. Maybe that could be for another episode or later on in the podcast. I don't know. I traveled a lot, so I'd seen a lot. I weirdly got into a bunch of drunk encounters, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them are my fault. Some of them are somebody, like, I don't know.
Right, right.
I've peed in a couple people's doors before.
Really?
In Seattle, actually, last month, I peed. I was at an Airbnb at this apartment, and I guess I checked into the air, or I got drunk. I came back. It was all good. But then I woke up on the floor of this guy's apartment, and he was, like, kicking me. And I was like, wait, what? And apparently I'd peed on his door. But,
oh, shit.
Yeah. So that was the whole thing. I'm not that crazy, but like I kind of am, but not.
Seem like you're sowing your wild oats.
I think it was just okay. I'd always wanted to go to Seattle. Like Seattle was honestly, it's like the best city in the nation for me. Like I am obsessed with it, and I just like got it over my head. I was fighting with my boyfriend. I didn't eat, and so I drank a lot, and then all those combinations just led to, I guess, me peeing in front of somebody's door. God damn it! But then the cops came and. They were like,
oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Oh, shit.
And I woke up and I was like, was this a dream? And then I felt like a huge bruise on my arm and my back. I was like, no, those were the kicks. Those were from the kicks.
Holy shit.
But yeah.
Well, what happened with the cops?
They were like, well, they talked to the guy and they didn't press charges. So they're like, where are you right now? Because they could tell I was out of it. And I was like, maybe I had something in my drink or something. I don't even know.
So you took all your Vine money and went on a bender.
Yeah.
Nice.
I went off the fucking grid, but nice. All over the grid, but not at the same time. And it's like, man, I really wish I could be like networking with other people in those places that I travel. But I was just like hanging out, drinking. I want to see this place, this monument, this national park, you know.
That's cool.
I mean, it's cool, but it's not productive, you know, and that's kind of a regret, but... Yeah. Life's full of regrets, aren't they?
Hey, Ken, how long are we in?
I only have a bar beat per minute.
Oh, I'll show you.
We won't put this part in. Don't worry.
Gotcha.
This part meaning the last 40 minutes.
Right.
We're not putting any of that in.
We're not putting anything in this podcast.
This is a Christian. Wow, we're doing
pussy.
Well, guys.
What are you?
38 minutes in.
This is a Christian podcast.
But this is me.
But you hinted upon... issues with networking, or does that mean like social anxiety or?
Okay, so I'm not gonna say any names, but it might be a good time to just say this and come out and say this. There was one person in the community who, I don't know if it was a jealous of my success or something, but I received some pretty fucking mean DMs by this person telling me that my content wasn't funny and that almost every other creator in the community did not like my content, and I believed that person. So I was like, I don't want to talk. I don't really even want to go out to LA and meet many people because nobody likes me. My content's not funny and this and that. And so I'm like, well, fuck, you know,
is this a big person?
Huh?
Is it a big person?
Relatively. Yeah. I don't know.
How does their first letter of their name start with?
I can't. I can't do it.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy. Yeah.
It's a guy.
So.
Okay, I'm
good. It was a little bit of verbal abuse, you know?
Yeah.
And so I really believe this person. So
that sucks. You're sorry to hear that. And that is fuck that guy. And it's not true.
Fuck you. But no, I brought it to his attention and I was like, yo, you know, the words that you said a couple years kind of really threw me off for years. And that person was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I was in a really rough time in my life. So we've apologized and we've kind of gotten through that part. But I still talk to this person, you know, today.
That's
so
good.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I don't like the conventions, because it's like,
God damn it. Dude, I just have so many feelings about those conventions. Like, they were the most favoritism. It's just favoritism. And it's exclusivity and it's nothing. They promote inclusivity and it's exclusivity. It's nothing but exclusivity.
And going to the parties, like everyone's trying to be so fucking cool.
Oh yeah.
I don't like when people are like trying to be cool. And at those conventions,
I just remember being drunk. I was just sweating and drunk and sweating and drunk. And I remember at one point I was like in the corner dancing by myself because that's where the music was the loudest. And like, I don't know. That's just kind of what I do. Like in any social setting, sometimes like I'll hang out with the group or whatever, but I literally can't stick around the group the whole night because that stresses me out. Like I actually, when I go to bars and places, I prefer to actually be alone a lot of the times because I feel like I can talk to people how I am and not like feel like, oh, you know, somebody's over my shoulder watching what I say to strangers, you know. Well, anyways, I don't even know how this we got talking about this, but yeah.
Those conventions are fun from the perspective of if you want to be a fly on the wall and just kind of watch things, they're very fun.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I enjoy them.
I feel like if I went to one of those now, like, you know, not being relevant anymore, I feel like I would be, that would be a perfect scenario, just like me, just like observing everything kind of stuff. But
sure. Yeah, no, that's why I would say go to it. You could probably still go to VidCon, dude.
I mean, I'd ask multiple people, even like at the peak of the Vine shit with Playlist Live, if I could like get what I don't even know what like get a hotel. How do ever like you know how all the creators get their own like place and all this stuff? I was like begging for that shit. I remember back in the day, and they were like maybe, and then they would give like somebody with like 5,000 Vine followers like a whole thing and a whole meet and greet. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Fuck this shit. I'm on this bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
It's all weird. It's
like, it was some bullshit.
Yeah, it's like high school to the extreme.
I literally remembered like several people with like, you know, less than 50,000 followers, like have meet and greets and stuff. And then when I would ask, they would be like, they would ignore me. And I was like, maybe that's why Tana felt about the whole VidCon scenario. I mean,
what even happened there?
What, TanaCon?
TanaCon.
Yeah. That was just a fucking dumpster fire. That was the worst.
Bro, that was a mess.
That was like
TanaCon.
No, that was like I think that's historic for just being hugely like,
what happened?
Complicated.
What is
I mean, basically all that happened was, basically, I mean, there's like video. There's so many videos on this, and Shane Dawson actually did a very well-made video on it recently.
I started to watch it last night on the toilet.
It's actually really interesting.
I finished my shit, and then I didn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, you stopped.
I forgot about it. Not that the video's not riveting. His videos are amazing. But
yeah,
sometimes,
he does good videos.
Here's the thing. And that's the whole thing with like me starting YouTube. It's like I feel like I need to make like long ass things. I don't know if people would be interested in like.
Right.
I don't even know if I'm interested in like making like really long videos, but anyways,
here, so let's check out this,
what you want to do. But
let's check out this video real quick. Might be.
Full of empty promises. Teen fan says.
Check in line. This is crazy.
Thousands of fans were left agitated after attending an event meant for them to meet their favorite online influencers.
It was really hot. There were some people that just looked like they were about to like pass out. And everyone was pretty upset.
VidCon is a popular convention for fans to meet their favorite internet idols. When one of those influencers, Tana Mojo, who has more than 3.5 million subscribers on YouTube, says VidCon didn't give her a featured creator's title, she threw her own alt convention called TanaCon. VIP tickets started at $65 plus tax. Krista Wahlgren bought two and says each ticket was supposed to come with a bag, valued at four times the cost of the ticket.
Why was there a condom? Instead, all those girls there are like 13.
Oh, yeah.
There's a condom.
There's a condom in the gift bag?
They ain't ever seen dick.
Phone grip. Everyone was very confused about that because that was definitely like probably not even like a quarter.
My mom did not approve of that one.
For the tickets.
Even worse, she said.
So it just sounds like a, like, it was a building that a lot of people just couldn't get inside of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of just.
They're all like, oh, so hot, and this, that, and the other. It's just like, because you're outside, because you could get in the building.
Yeah.
But they all paid. I think the problem was it was the occupancy of the hall, because it was literally a hall. They didn't have the whole Marriott. They had a hall.
Yeah.
That could fit 1,000 people. They had 5,000 people. So right. They
that's
had to
wild,
get,
dude.
Yeah, they had 5,000. It's just over capacity. 5,000 people. And there's a whole lot more that I think is going on. I think a lot of people think like it might have been some kind of, I don't know if laundering is the right word.
Scam.
Yeah, some people might think it might have been some kind of like scam. No one knows.
I genuinely
really
feel
on.
Like just from the outside looking in though, I really feel like she was rightfully so by a convention who is all about favoritism, and she tried to host something on her own. And I don't know if she knew that it wasn't going to work out or something, but I felt...
She wanted everyone to feel how she felt at VidCon, which was shunned and in dehydrated and sad. That's what
perfect.
She wanted.
That's actually really perfect. Yeah. So in that essence, she has accomplished
She's
that.
Accomplished yeah. it, yeah.
Right.
She made every 14-year-old girl feel exactly as she
but
did.
But like, I don't know. If I was big enough like that, I feel like not that I would try to host my own event, but I'd probably talk some shit about these conventions.
Well, sure, yeah.
Because it's just all about favoritism, but... I don't know. Anyways.
They're trying to get better at it, though. I think that they're, like, they're trying to make... Like, I fucking walked in, and they were like, here, just take a badge. And then I was like, okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, and Tana has fucking 5 million followers, and she couldn't even... But I feel like if she tried now, she would probably be able to.
Right. Hopefully. Hopefully she's important enough to get in to the club.
Well, yeah. Well, Chris, we're going to wrap up soon.
All right.
Sorry, I'm interrupting.
No, you're okay.
What are your plans for the future?
That's a good plan. That's a good question. The immediate plan is to move out here and to continue to network and meet people and, you know, develop relationships and stuff and hopefully start creating with some, you know, decent people and whatnot. Also, I have said this for a while, but I really do want to get some music out there. I want to put some shit out there, you know.
Do it, dude.
I feel like I owe it to people. Like, almost every time I post a singing video on Instagram or anything like that, half the comments are, you know, do you have, like, a... You know, an album or anything. Where's your EP? Where's your single? Where's this? And I'm like, I ain't got shit.
Do you think you'd do would you make it comedy music? Or
that's a good idea. I don't know that.
Don't do comedy.
I would
music.
No.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't be.
Because
really
you're such
into
a
that.
You're a legit not, singer.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I mean, that's more like Bo Burnham. Like, I feel like if nobody can do it like he can,
right.
And it's just like when people try it, it's just like a little bit. I don't know. It's like cringy.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I typically don't like comedy music, especially comedy rap. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
I just, whenever I hear comedy rap, here's my new thing, I'm just like, click to the next because I can't even do that. I can't even, yeah.
Well, dude, when you move out here, you got a producer friend already.
Yeah, man. Okay.
He can get you in the studio.
Dope.
I'm friends with Tori Kelly. Name drop.
Wow.
Been in LA.
We text.
One name drop already.
We text, but Tori Kelly.
She's such an amazing voice. Oh my God.
Yeah. We should try to get her on the pod, but dude, she's Chris is here now, so it's
I'm better than Tori Kelly. No.
So yeah, move on out here. And I say start doing IGTV covers.
Yeah. I've heard about that, but actually I can't even, there's something wrong with my phone where none of my apps are able to update. And so there's a whole thing with that. So I can't even, yeah.
Well, where can people find you? I'll say it in the intro, but, what's your handles and all that good stuff?
Yeah. I would say at Mr. Krish, MISTACHRISH. And same for Twitter. You could probably just find me on Twitter. I'm trying to change my handle though. So
yeah.
But yeah, for the time being, it's Mr. Krish. Cringe name. Krish name. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for being on the pod.
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. It's my first podcast, and I'm ready for many more in the future.
You should consider doing a podcast because you have a good talking voice and you're able to talk a lot.
I know. I'm really chatty. It's kind of hard to stop this. Like, I don't want to stop. Like, please don't stop. Like, I don't know.
We're going to stop. Anyways. We always end these episodes by saying, I'm sorry, Dad. So I'll start.
Okay.
Or we could say, I'm sorry, Mom.
You can choose. It's more you can apt. Choose Mom or Dad.
Right.
Do you want to say, you know what, you choose whatever you want, but you're going to be last. Okay. I'll start.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh.
Well, wasn't that a doozy? Before I go, I got to remind you guys about our sponsor, Hims, one-stop wellness shop for men. If your hair is balding, nip it in the bud and go to forhims.com/dad and get all your products for hair, skin, and penises. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now while supplies last. See website for full details, and this would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or pharmacy, so make sure you go to forhims.com/dad.